Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Sovereign here. I just wanted to let you know we are having a special late night special episode. Wavy and Joker will be taking over for a little bit. I will be back. I have some business to take care of, and they will be holding down the rings until I return. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Yes, sir.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Wavy.
It's your boy Joker, and welcome to the late night special. I'm glad for all to come and enjoy this new episode. What we're going to be discussing about today is doing too many things at once and prioritizing yourself over others when the time comes or whenever.
Right. This late night special will be different. Sovereign is handling some business right now, so the show will be ran by me and Joker tonight. He will chime in, you know, when the time being, if he feels like it. But I like this. He's seeing if we can manage and handle the spotlight a little bit. Joker, you can go ahead and start it off.
Yeah, I think we got this, Mr. Wavy.
I think we do too.
All right. This is a specific problem I'm having myself of doing too many things at once. You know how when people start the new year off, oh yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do everything. But then you keep jumping from one thing to another without even finishing the first thing you thought of doing. Yeah, that's me right
there. What? If you, especially if you're trying to grow, everybody really starts off with the same spirit. Like he was saying at the beginning of the year, everybody wants to change, whether it's their body, their job, whatever the case may be.
Relationships. The way how you behave or personal.
What the way how you handle business,
way how the way you want to interact with people, how you want people to interact with you.
Yeah.
And then all that stuff is like stuff that you have to work on doing, and you may wind up maybe doing any of those things.
No,
focus on. Long enough to finish.
Exactly, and I'm glad you said that. It's not a bad thing to have different types of things that you want to elevate and grow in. It's more of a discipline thing. If you can manage it all, manage it. But when it starts to become overwhelming, please slow down. Please take a minute to be like, hey, it's best to stay organized. If you're organized, everything can be put into perspective the way you want it. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to scheduling, everything will be...
But that's the thing. You know, when everything is already organized and you know when to do it, how to do it, and most things at once, there's no problem. The problem comes down when you're trying to do something, you don't know how to do it, now you gotta spend time to figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, man, this takes so long, let me go to the other thing, figure out how to do that. Then you keep making the same mistakes over and trying to learn something. It's just like, the reason why you try to do too many things at once, because the things you're trying to do is either too difficult or too time consuming, and we try to find something that's shorter, and then you realize, hey, this is not short either.
Exactly.
You're juggling now.
Exactly.
And it becomes frustrating.
You know? It does.
And
it does.
Like, forget all this.
Yeah. Excuse me. Especially on the frustration part, once you get frustrated, it may put you in a mindset to where it's like you say, you want to not just quit that one thing that's making you frustrated, you quit everything in the whole, and then you miss out on plenty of opportunities and stuff because you gave up. Just it's 24 hours in a day. Even if 8 of those or 10 of those hours or even 12 of those hours is spent working, you can still fit and manage things where they can fit into your schedule. I can't stress this enough. Please do not overwhelm yourself, because overwhelming leads to stress. Overwhelming leads to depression. Overwhelming leads to indecisiveness, and you'll make yourself think doubting. That's another word that it causes, and you'll think that this isn't the move for you, or this isn't something that you can manage. When in reality, you can manage everything. Nobody just has one solid talent. Everybody has multiple talents that they can use to their advantage, and it's about how you spread it all out. And then staying focused and staying disciplined with spreading all of those out.
Yeah, that's the most key thing. Like Mr. Wade was saying, of everything that falls into doing too many things at once, one, you get frustrated. Two, you become indecisive because you got too many things going on. And three, it makes you want to quit and just stop doing even more simple stuff that you want to work on.
Exactly.
So, and the thing about it, you know, it's the answers are easy to find. It's just like, okay, instead of like being indecisive, I feel like that's another problem I think I have, being indecisive. You want things to be too perfect.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's okay, not because you can. It's okay to choose this option if it isn't perfect, because you'll be able to learn and route that way to a place that you want it to be, of a task you want to do. Let's say like you wanted to pick a stock or something. There's so many stocks. You try to pick this perfect one. You end up not picking anything at all. Just start with one, learn from that one, and then you can go on to the others. As a funny example. So we need to find these solutions for these problems of doing too many things at once. One, focus on one. Two, stop being perfect and pick one that you feel like that's good enough. And three, be consistent.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do.
I don't think this isn't something that we aren't practicing ourselves. Like we aren't perfect.
Yeah, we understand it's a struggle.
So we definitely understand. We hope y'all take this as like motivation instead of us talking down to you, because we ourselves is still trying to manage a lot. Hell, that's why Sovereign isn't on this show like he usually is, because he's managing things outside of this. You know what I'm saying? So.
Pick up the weight off the shoulder. Sometime.
Exactly. Yeah.
Give me that number.
Yeah. But don't think it's not doable. Everything that you set your mind to is doable. I promise you.
And that's a good segue. Oh, you.
No. Go ahead,
Joe. And that's a good segue too. Like we say, Sovereign. He has to handle other business on that aspect. Outside of the business, everything, and that can happen with, like we said, our second topic of putting yourself before others, prioritizing yourself before others, because other people on the outside can really affect your needs and wants, because you're constantly putting their needs and wants above yours, and that could lead to very unhealthy mental state.
Yep. Other people's problems will become your problems. Other people's stress will become your stress. And you got to put yourself first, because if you try to take care of everybody else, you're missing out on taking care of yourself. It leaves you broke. It leaves you stressed. It leaves you depressed.
Just imagine you trying to do like several different things that you need to do for yourself and adding on to other people things that you need to do for other people. Just like, that's way, way too much. I need to do these 6 things for myself and I gotta do these 8 things for other people. Nah, you're gonna have to, there's a point in time when you're gonna have to just put yourself before others, and yes, it will be hard, and yes, it will cause conflict.
Because people will start seeing that, and they'll start saying things that you're selfish and all that other stuff. Please don't think that you're selfish when you try to take care of yourself. You got to handle your own business, because when it's all said and done, you're going to leave this world by yourself. Even if you're in a relationship or not, you still have to prioritize and handle yourself as a person so you can elevate and grow into the person that you really try to be.
That just goes like, because like, it's like all the negative outcome, like you said, thinking the positive outcome that can come with, if you do make that tough hurdle of putting yourself before others, because that can be hard if you're already too used to doing that. The positive outcome, you have more time to yourself, and it's just a much more easy route to do things you need to complete.
And
like the other answers for that would be, let's see, and yeah, just less stress, like all the burdens upon the person's shoulders.
Yo, bro, you'll be surprised how much more weight becomes on your shoulder once you start trying to take care of other people.
Yeah, that's all we try to get to you guys. So stop doing too many things once. Try to focus on one long enough that you get your task done, and try not to let other people put too much weight on you while you're
dealing with your own weight.
Then you beg to, but if people, it's not, you can't be completely like that, because if people put positive things on your table that will help you help your growth, then that's fine. If there's negative, tedious stuff that they're putting in your plate, you throw that in the trash. Exactly. But you can keep the good self-serving of others, you know, that could build yourself up.
Most definitely.
That's a positive right there. Like, not everything a person gives you is negative.
So most definitely. When you find yourself drowning in negativity, try your hardest to clear your mind and start thinking positive. Because once you think positive, better outcomes to come. If you think negative, that's going to be your outcome, because now you're expecting it. You know, don't always try to focus on the negative. If you focus on the positive, it'll motivate you more to stay on the grind.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to say on this tonight's special show. And I hope y'all take this to the ear, you know, instead of out the other ear.
What?
Yeah, apply it to yourself. We definitely try and apply it to ourselves, like, as we speak.
Yeah, so, everybody always has room to grow. Everybody has all room to elevate. So just stay focused, stay on your grind. You're not going to be in the same slump that you're in if you change your mindset.
And thank you to our fans that watch this. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel,
WCOD Studios. Follow the Instagram at WCOD Studios, WCOD Podcast, and WCOD Highlights.
And the other YouTube channel, Official WCOD Studios.
Exactly. Thank you. So that's all we got for y'all. Stay blessed, never stress, stay motivated, stay confident, but more importantly, stay wavy.
And this is Joker. Keep your head up. Keep your smiles up. I want to say thank you. Peace.
We out of here.
Wait, you're telling me you're not listening to the podcast? Your friends aren't? Your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your dad, your mom, your sister, your brother, your dog? You are not listening to Truth Talk? You are not listening to the Late Night Special? What's wrong with you? Hooray! Let me tell you something. You're missing out on an awesome and amazing and informed show. So please sit your butts down. If you got Spotify, you better get it. If you got iTunes, you better get it. Or any else, you can get your podcast sources, also Anchor. So show some love and check out WCOD Studios. Also subscribe to both YouTube channels and Instagram. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.